There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Doug Steffen, Roberta Fasanelli is here, Rich McFadden is here. Bumper sticker today, Lord, save me from your followers. Got to think about that a little bit. You got it?
That's what Bobby Jindal is saying today.
Right. He's
Lord, save me from my followers after his
Twitter. Hashtag, what a disaster that was. Tell the story, Rich, in case people don't know.
Right, basically, they thought it would be a good idea to have people on Twitter ask him a question. So they created the Twitter hashtag, Ask Bobby.
Right.
And some of the questions that came around weren't too fun for him to have to deal with. So they nixed the idea as soon as they could. So
It's just
not a good launch.
No, bad. People
Ask
are really
Bobby.
Nasty, though. We've been
people in New Orleans do not like him. I will tell you that.
I don't get his appeal, frankly. I just don't. I don't see it.
I mean, some of the questions were like, "Did Jesus ride dinosaurs?"
And I will
without
tell
a saddle.
Twitter is not kind.
What is your all-time favorite exorcism?
I think a lot of social media is just
how
not kind.
How does it feel to sell your soul for political gain?
Yeah, people are, when they sit behind a computer screen and they're anonymous, they will absolutely
what does that tell you about
nasty shots.
What does that tell you about the status of humanity, though?
What Spice Girl is your favorite?
Do
you have a phone charger I can borrow? Can I have all your stuff after the rapture?
Roberta now lives in New Orleans as well as New York, so that's she's moved down there, and then that was one of the reasons for her hiatus for about 6 months. Good to have her back here with us on the Good Day program, even though she's got a screeching, hollering, mean cat in the background. No, that's a cackle. I'm talking about the cat.
But hey, remember on Twitter, you aren't as anonymous as you hope, because remember Kurt Schilling, when the when those guys trolled her daughter, Kurt Schilling outed them and got all of Twitter to attack the two guys
that were attacking
his daughter.
That worked,
and it worked big time.
Yeah, that's very.
So you may not be as brave as you think you are sitting behind that computer. So think about
it. Cowards,
throw stones.
Yeah. It's 10 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner are Splitsville. The tabloids that are not, 50% of the time they're right, 50% they're wrong. Last week I was going through the checkout line and I saw, I think it was the Inquirer, a picture of the two of them headed for the Big D or something like that. And I thought, I drove by their house over the weekend when George, my pal, and I were out doing some scouting of some places. They live up on the hill above me. And it's interesting because most of the time, most everybody leaves these people because you can't throw a dead cat, at least in the neighborhood where I am, the area that I am in Santa Monica on the Pacific Palisades line. There are people that live all around me who are faces and names that you would know. Mm-hmm. So nobody pays much attention until the Starline tour bus comes up and says, this guy lives there, and that guy lives there. So they have this sort of big fancy house that's on a cliff in Pacific Palisades. And George and I drove by. He was just pointing out where some of the people live. And there were all these people out in front. Come on, get a life and get lost, will you, for God's sakes? They had to have a private security, the neighborhood, what's-this guys. And in California, those people can wear guns. So there were two cars parked out in front of their house, the security sorts, and they were trying to keep people at bay because by that time, most everybody knew that they were going. As a matter of fact, I think Ben Affleck has moved out, and nobody knows quite why. It apparently is not another woman. Apparently, it's his gambling that has bothered her, and how much time he spends.
This will be the fun part.
How's that?
Everybody kind of trying to figure out
how much
is at fault and what's going on.
I guarantee you, she's not at fault. Absolutely guarantee you, she is not.
Well, they both have this kind of nice guy, nice girl look about them,
right? Yeah.
So it's hard to really imagine one of them being a jerk,
right? Well, maybe not being a jerk. Maybe it's just worn out.
Just
that's,
right.
You know, they just happen.
You know,
sometimes.
They quoted her as saying in 2014 that we're out of the honeymoon phase.
Oh, yeah.
We're into a mindful marriage, and we're not courting each other. And she's like, and I'm okay with that. I don't have the energy to court anybody right now.
Well,
anyway.
She's got three kids.
Right, yeah.
And she's trying to keep, she does a couple of movies a year. You know what's really interesting or kind of nice about this in a way? She doesn't have a real father, and I don't know what quite the story is with that, how she is estranged. Maybe there's a story somewhere in one of the tabloids. Yeah. Her father and she are either not close or he's not around. So she adopted Victor Garber. Victor Garber was the boss in Alias, remember? He's quite a well-known character actor. He's been in lots of movies. And pretty much every movie that Ben Affleck makes, he puts Victor Garber in it for whenever, because the families are close. But he, and I believe that he lives an alternative lifestyle. How's that? Is that tactful? He is taking care of her and the children, sort of take them under his wing during all of this. And I think the negative side of it, sad when anybody gets a divorce. But when there's somebody there like that that is so supportive, they have been so close since, for whatever the reason, whatever their bond that was established when she was an Alias, and they've just been very, very close. So he takes care of her. They go a lot of places together. I remember I told you the story, I think, once on the air. There's a little sort of a little community marketplace, a little square on 26th Street, which is up somewhat from where I live. And it's just a nice little cozy, one of those little places where you go, you can get a lot of food for, you'd like it, Roberta. There's little shops, little of this and some of that. So I remember seeing them in there one day. They came in a black Mercedes station wagon, and she got out of the car, and Garber got out of the car, and the kids got out of the car, and all of a sudden, from nowhere, it was like a swarm of locusts. There were a dozen or more photographers. I honestly don't know where they get. I didn't see them when I drove in and parked. I didn't see anybody. All of a sudden, they get out of the car, whammo! There are all these photographers all over the place. And so, and Victor was trying to shield the kids and her from these photographers. And so I happened to, we had eye contact. I looked at him, and he looked at me, and I looked at him. I said, "Is this what it's like every day?" He said, "Yeah, you wouldn't believe it." I said, "How do you put up with this?" He says,
"It's awful."
It is. He said, "That's basically what
it's weird, though." Like this, though.
Oh. Yeah, leave them alone. For
her
God's
father
reason.
Looks just like Victor Garber.
No.
I mean,
really?
Like twin brother.
Really? So what's the story with her father, does it say?
It doesn't mention him leaving. I'm looking at the wiki page, and apparently he was still around in life. Maybe it's just that, because I'm looking at pictures, and I'm seeing pictures of Victor Garber and her father.
Yeah.
And they look, I mean, they're twins.
Isn't that amazing, huh? Isn't that amazing?
You know, for a while, the building I live in, and actually the apartment that I live in, Heidi Klum used to live here. She used to have two floors of this building.
Love her.
And she loved living here. She was the sweetest thing. Oh, my gosh, was she sweet.
Yeah.
She loved living here because nobody had any idea that,
well, that neighborhood,
she lived here.
Right. And nobody,
you know, it's
that
so
neighborhood is very, exactly, yeah.
Very
yeah.
nondescript building, yeah. Very quiet. It's opposite a church, down the street from a synagogue, very quiet block, and nobody had any idea anybody lived here. Every once in a while, some limo would pull up, you know.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
But
no, but
there
are limos that are there anyway. There are limos that are sort of stationed there, so.
So, yeah, because there's a lot of taxis and things in this area, so. Yeah.
16 past the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue?
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer relevant store and online, staples.com/onbudget and 7/2015. Excludes daily deals, self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
Sprint knows all families are different. Some have a mom, dad, grandma, and twins, while others have four dogs, three teenagers, and two moms. There are lots of types of families, but only one family plan that's perfect for everyone. Sprint's Family Share Pack. For just $100 a month, the whole family gets 20 gigs of high-speed data to share, plus unlimited talk and text for everyone. Unlike T-Mobile, Verizon, or AT&T's 10-gig family plans, Sprint's Family Share Pack offers double the data. It's the best family plan out there among national carriers. The Sprint Family Share Pack. $100 a month, 20 gigs of high-speed data to share, up to 5 lines, plus unlimited talk and text for everyone. Ready to switch but stuck with your carrier? Not anymore. Sprint will pay off your old phone and contract so you can switch. It's that easy. Visit us online or at a Sprint store today.
After 9/30/16, pay an additional $15 a month per line. Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, international, and premium content. Subject to new line activation, $36 activation fee. Credit valid for in high-speed 3G, 4G. Prohibited network use rules and throughput reduction apply. Streaming video speeds limited to 3G. Contract buyout via reward card requires online registration and phone turning. Restrictions apply. See Sprint.com for details. Other marks are property of their respective owners.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 21st through July 6th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Fireworks, summer never looked better. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
It's hot enough to fry an egg on a garbage can lid. You're watering your plants to help them survive, but don't stop there. They need Miracle-Gro to help them dazzle when it sizzles. A summer feeding makes roots stronger, so they resist summer stress better. Blooms last longer, too. Remember, don't just water your plants. They need to eat in the heat. Skip the fried eggs, but don't skip the summer feeding. Miracle-Gro. Life starts here.
For all of you out there who've already signed up for Rite Aid's new Wellness Plus with Plenty card, we'd like to say thanks a million. Actually, thanks millions with an S. Because to date, Plenty members have earned millions of dollars worth of Plenty points, which can be used for savings at Rite Aid and certain Plenty partners. So get in, get your new card, and get online to finish signing up at Plenty.com. Then use your points for savings today with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Terms and conditions apply. Learn more at Plenty.com.
Smart Alec.
I don't even want to know.
Stop it.
No. I told him to pause and take a breath.
I'm already ready to get back.
And not to step on them, so he has to be a smart Alec about it.
All right, okay, 17, 18.
Yes.
That is typewriter abuse. What are you doing there?
What are you banging away at there?
You're all morning long. You on your keyboard.
Not doing anything.
Stop it.
All right.
No, I just
wasn't doing anything.
Nice. Oh, my God.
All right, let's get to activities for the weekend. Here's something for the power couple that has everything, or the would-be's who like to have. I'm going to say,
how
if,
the other if, half when, lives.
Well, I've always wanted my own plane. I've never been able to afford my own plane. I figure I'll take when Limbaugh retires, I'll get his out of cold storage or something. Maybe take it. But that's a little bit big. There are some really great 4 and 6 seater planes around, and they aren't that expensive or crazy. It's expensive to maintain them, but sometimes not so expensive to own them. So if you would like to have that dream, but you don't want to pay for it, there's a deal for the 4th of July, story from the Robb Report that gets you into a chartered airplane for $4. How's that working for us, Roberta?
Well, it's a plane company called Sweet Deals. It's Jet Suite is the name of the company, and they have Sweet Deals.
Yeah.
And as a promotion, what they're doing is on the 4th of July, they will fly you where you want to go for $4.
What about getting back?
That's the thing. But you have to sign up on July 3rd. So if you go to it's jetsuite.com, JETSUITE, jetsuite.com. Go on their Sweet Deals and you'll see all the information there.
But you can't do it till
the
3rd.
Right, you have to sign up for the lottery for that on the 3rd.
And it doesn't come into your house for lunch.
Good for you, Richie. We'll have a nice lunch for you here. Already 21 after the hour on the Good Day program.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body. And there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Through some popular number one songs of note. Pardon the pun. Adele, is she still as prolific as she was before? I hear her.
So well, she has some children, I think. So she's kind of fallen off the face.
No, I think
of the
she's back. I think I heard a relatively recent tune, but she had a string of four or five really powerful number one songs. I believe it started with this, but I'm not sure. Was this her first hit? Does anybody remember Rolling in the Deep?
Her first big one. Yeah. Her first
number one during this week in 2011. Crank it up, Richie. I just think this is great pop music, great sound. She's very, very good.
It's powerful.
Yep. Another great pop song. We're going back 31 years for this one. The Hughes.
Oh, goodness.
Corporation. Don't you love it? Goosebumps, Richie. Goosebumps, Roberta. Rock the Boat, number one during this week in 1974. Summertime music. Crank it up.
This is at every wedding in the 70s that I went to. Every single one.
It's a great pop song.
Hey, I'm trying. You guys won't shut up. Shut up,
Roberta.
There's always a high place to party with me. Our love is like a ship on the ocean. We've been sailing with a cargo full of
love and emotion. So from 1974, we move back up to 1984. That's another great song. Prince, number one this week, 1984, with When Doves Cry. People say to me, you're so inconsistent, you like this kind of stuff. I think it's a great pop hit, frankly. I think he's very good at understanding what the public likes.
He's amazing.
Yep.
He doesn't care what the public likes. He likes what he likes.
But I think he's smart. Look at the next one, Richie.
Where's Jennifer when you need her?
Roberta.
Like big butts in a can.
Number one.
Jen's theme song.
During whose theme song?
Jen.
Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Love this.
Baby Got Back. Number one during this week in 1992. Oh my God.
It's like the ultimate tweaking song.
Right, but this was is very controversial. This would make no...
Twerking song.
This would make no waves today at all. But it certainly did when it first came out. And a lot of radio say, oh, we're not going to play that. I remember getting a hold of it and playing it here. At least this, but not when you were around, Richard, before you were around. But just having fun. It's a silly song. Next up, Human League's Don't Want the Baby, number one during this week in 1982. The trail end of the disco era, and when people were putting down disco, I've always loved disco. I heard people on the air, disco, that sucks. No, this is great, moving.
This has nothing to do with disco. This is alt, kind of British alt rock.
You don't think this is more, could be late disco?
This is more attached to punk.
Really?
Than it is pop punk.
Poppy punk.
Than it is disco, yeah.
All right, Richie, I'll take your word for it. New Kids on the Block. Jennifer should be here for this one. Number one during this week in 1990, Step by Step. We all know this song and like it, I think, pretty much. Let's do retro again, Richie. Back to this week in 1972, Neil Diamond was number one. That's good. And I just skip the next one. I don't like the next one.
It's so boring.
Horrible. All right, let's do the last one. Number one this week, 2004. Martina McBride. What are you doing?
Yeah, you want to do Martina?
Are you doing train? Do Martina. All right. 28 after the hour. Musical Watch This here on Good Day.
Watch This.
Watch This.
It's hot enough to fry an egg on a garbage can lid. You're watering your plants to help them survive, but don't stop there. They need Miracle-Gro to help them dazzle when it sizzles. A summer feeding makes roots stronger, so they resist summer stress better. Blooms last longer, too. Remember, don't just water your plants. They need to eat in the heat. Skip the fried eggs, but don't skip the summer feeding. Miracle-Gro. Life starts here.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Hey, I'm freaking out. Can I just watch you skydive?
Too late. I'm already strapped to your back.
What?
It's showtime.
No!
So, want to join our rewards program?
No!
Awesome. We'll talk about it when we land.
Bobby!
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Hulu. There's Plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver. Silver 2015 for 30% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia.
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Another radio hug from the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli is here, along with Rich McFadden. And the Dugger looking at this Bobby Jindal hashtag, Bobby, whatever it is. Do all Republicans think the Flintstones is a documentary?
Here's another person that tweets. Hashtag Ask Bobby tweets. The gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, right, exactly.
They're having so much fun with us.
Later on in this half hour, JJ, good Doug, you'll be all right. KC, Jay, his brother, K and JC will be here. The Sunshine Band performing at the National Independence Day celebration. So we'll have, I think actually, KC has been with us before. I don't remember whether it was on this occasion, but I know we've talked to him before.
He has been with us a couple of times,
Good very guy. Good guy. All right. So that's coming up in a few minutes. Meanwhile, there's a story floating around today. This is what happens when you get a woman in your life who tells you what to do, runs your life, ruins your life.
Oh, yeah.
What in the world is going on? This girlfriend said to to this guy, get rid of the dog.
Get rid of the dog.
So what happened?
So this guy in Roanoke, Virginia, just says he put an ad on Craigslist and has a picture of the beagle, this cute little dog, and it says, free to any willing home. And the ad reads, my girlfriend doesn't like my beagle, Molly, so I have to rehome her. She's a purebred from a wealthy area, and I've had her 4 years. She likes to play games, not totally trained, has long hair, and she's a little high maintenance, especially the nails, but she loves having them done. Stays up all night yapping, but sleeps while I work, only eats the best, most expensive food, will never greet you at the door after a long day and or give you unconditional love, doesn't bite, but she can be mean as heck. So anyone interested in my 30-year-old selfish, wicked, gold-digging girlfriend, come and get her. Me and my dog want to be rehomed ASAP.
Oh my god, that's great.
That's one way to dump a girlfriend.
All right.
Love me, love my dog.
Love me, love my dog.
Never get between a man and his dog.
This week is an unusual week for a lot of different people's psyche is different because it's a vacation week. Even though the same crazy stuff is going on, there are other things that we have been talking about that I think have had some impact, if not any other way than the psychology. First of all, the moon is full, so it's a wonderful time to make romantic wishes. If there's more, supposedly more power to it, whether it's summertime, vacation time, the moon, whatever it is. But you didn't see it last night. Hopefully you'll see it tonight. It's about a three-day window. The day before, it actually gets the full moon. It actually kind of looks like it's full. Then the night, which is the Wednesday night, Thursday morning time, and then the next night, where you sit outside in the sand or you sit on the porch or you go out in the car and you pull off the side of the road and you look at the moon and you sort of think loving things or make promises or ask for
and
something.
Last night was the Bethlehem Star, first time in 2,000 years. Did you see it?
No.
Oh, it was raining here in New York, so we couldn't see it.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
First time in 2,000 years is Jupiter and Venus merging together in the sky and creating this incredible bright light. And they say this is the first time in 2,000 years that this has happened. And they're calling it the Star of Bethlehem because there are those who believe that this is what could have been in the sky when Jesus was born.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So that would add more fuel to the fire that he was not born anywhere near the 5th, the 25th of December. In fact, most that's a old wives' tale.
Really did that to make friends with the Druids.
Some people, they wanted to, it was a pagan holiday,
it
and get everybody on board. I think the first thinking was that it was in March, but lately it has been more that it's been about this time of year.
July, August, born. I think I've heard August, and not exactly the year zero, they said about 2,000 years ago, so that would put it at, what, year 15 A.D., something like that.
So, what would have been, without this extra second that was added in this week, another occurrence, what would be the fate of the planet if we didn't have this 1 second? Periodically, international timekeepers add a second to the clock to compensate for irregularities in the rotation of the planet. I didn't feel it. Anybody feel it? Notice anything different? Were we on late, Richie?
I was a little dizzy last night, but other than that, yeah.
Were we late getting on the air?
Could have been the Jack Daniels, you know.
Is that what it was?
Could have been.
Jack Daniels. He didn't like Jack Daniels. We, this week, have been focusing on, I did a little quick research, and I didn't have time to do this. If you're wondering about what it costs to go to school, and then you're paying the debt after you get out of school, to look at the more positive side, I have been grousing about this for a long, long time. What happens when you get a college degree? Why do you need a college degree? What happens to those people who are in debt? I mean, all kinds of things. So if you want to know what the 20 best-paying college degrees are, here's where it goes. You ready?
Yep.
I know, Richie, you want to do the top 10. Should we do the top 10 or the top 20? Top 20. Actually, some pretty
interesting. Just roll them off.
All right. Top 20 in terms of college degrees, construction management. Average pay is starting at $50,000. Mid-career pay is $87,000. Top of the scale, about $100,000. If you have an information systems degree, starting at 49, that's the average start. 87 is the midpoint, and about 110 is what you get at the top of the scale. Government management, 41,000 to start, 88,000 median, and up the top of the scale. There are many people who work for the federal government get $120,000, $130,000, $140,000 a year. I don't know if you knew that or not. Degree in mathematics, Richie, 46 is where it starts. That's mostly for teachers, 88 in the middle. Do you know a lot of teachers are making 80, 90 grand a year now?
In my former town of Port Washington, Long Island, New York, assistant principals were making 250.
Oof.
Teachers were making 125, 150. Yeah. This is starting salary.
Yeah. Ooh-ee. Management info system degree, Richie, 50 grand to start, 90,000 in the middle. And go upwards there. I think the two numbers that are significant are the starting pay and the middle pay. A software engineering degree, 56 grand to start, 91 in the middle. Finance degree, 47 to start, 91 in the middle. Statistics, 50,000 to start, 93. I think that'd be an important job, being able to understand and manage stats. like it's research in essence. That's a research degree.
It's so boring, though.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, you gotta have, there are people around that good at that.
Oh, I know who like that stuff.
A civil engineering degree, 53 to start, 93 in the middle. Computer science degree, 56 to start, 97 in the middle. This is the middle, mid-career. That's what I, when I say the middle. Let's see, what did I, the economics degree, 48 to start, 97 in the middle. Computer engineering, which is different than information systems management. This is people who know how to fix them. 61,000 to start, 87 in the middle. A physics career, what do you do with that? 50,000 to start, 99,000 in the middle. Biomed engineering, get that. 54 to start, 101 in the middle, Richie. Applied wow. mathematics degrees. These are tax people for the most part. Let's see, 56,000 to start, 101,000 in the middle. Nuclear engineers start at 63. Middle point of their career, 104,000. Electrical engineering, 60, 104 in the middle. Chemical engineering, 64, 108 in the middle. Aerospace engineers start at 60, go to 108 in the middle of their career. And petroleum engineering, the highest starting pay of college graduates on average, $93,000 to start their first job, $157,000 to $160,000 mid-career pay. Most of them, by the time they're done, well over $200,000. So those are the things to point. You want to point your children in the right direction.
So that philosophy degree is really going to go far.
Yeah, help yourself.
Yeah.
Casey! From Casey and the Sunshine Band, up next here on Good Day.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
How about we have a quick retro to some of the great songs in the career of Harry Wayne Casey and his group, Casey and the Sunshine Band. Crank it up, Richie. Let's have a little montage.
Oh, yeah.
I think this may be my favorite. Yep. Keep going, Richie.
That's how we all know these songs.
Yeah. Well, that's why it's so much fun to have him here. Right? What did you say? All right. We're going to keep going with this.
We'll keep going. We'll never get him on.
We'll never get him on. Harry Wayne Casey, welcome back to Good Day, sir. How are you doing? Happy 4th.
How you doing?
Well. And how about you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
All right, so this year, 35 years, the Capital Fourth Celebration, you along with Bradley Whitford, who is the host of the show, Barry Manilow is going to be there. Why do you want to do this sort of thing? What is there about it that gives you a kick, you and your guys?
Well, we've been asked to do it many, many times. Our schedule just never would, you know, would never work. And, you know, it's the 239th anniversary celebration of our independence, and it's in the Capitol, and where else to spend it, you know, July 4th, but in, you know, the Capitol.
Right.
Casey, so, what's it like to stand on a stage? I mean, I guess you won't know it yet, but how did
it's
you...
scary.
To look out at 200,000 people, 150,000 people, and see the Lincoln Memorial in front of you, and the Washington Monument right there behind you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's got to be just cool.
Well, that is. It's going to be awesome. I haven't gotten there yet.
Right.
So, but you know, it's going to be great. You know, I don't think it'll be any different than looking out in, you know, in a smaller venue or a larger venue. We've played, you know, major venues before. So, it's just exciting to see people coming together. I mean, I think that more than anything means more than anything, just seeing people come together as kind of one, you know, for mm-hmm. an event or anything. I just think that's the greatest, you know, thing to witness, actually.
You have so many songs. Do you know what you're going to play? Do you have some idea?
Well, we're doing a medley of three songs of Keep It Coming Love, Shake Your Booty, and That's the Way I Like It. That's what we wanted, yeah.
So you don't have that much time, then. There's a lot of other...
We have 7 minutes and 45 seconds, and I believe the symphony orchestra that's going to be there is also performing with us at the same time.
A symphony orchestra with us.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty awesome, yeah.
Yeah.
What's the most fun you have when you're doing something like this? Is it connecting with the audience? Is it going down those streets that you've gone down? I mean, how many times have you sung? You must think about this from time to time. How many times you've sung all
these
songs?
I really don't think about that much. I mean, you know, the most amazing part of any artist's career, I think, is getting up on the stage and actually having the connection now with the audience and the people that have supported you. Up until that point, the audience knows everything about you, and they connect with you, but you have no connection until you get up on that stage. So that's our connection, or that's my connection anyway. And it's just great to see, you know, how the music moves people, and in return, the evening becomes magical because the audience now, you know, moves me, you know, so it's like a great give and take thing, and it's just great to feel, again, that oneness and feel, and to be able to connect with the fans and the people that have supported us throughout the...
So, in the early 70s, you know, funk was really kind of just a baby, and you guys started out as like a funk band, and then were able to take it and turn it into like these massive hits, but do you still get into are your roots still funk?
I've always really liked all kinds of music, but more R&B than anything. I mean, R&B kind of lost its way here recently, and I think it's kind of coming, you know, music's kind of coming back now. So, you know, I've just always liked all kinds of music, but again, you know, probably more R&B than anything. I mean, we don't have great R&B like we did in the 60s and 70s anymore.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. You know, everything's changing. I mean, country's changing. Country is, you know, like the Eagles. I mean, you know, nowadays. So, I don't know. Everything's just kind of changing and evolving, and some of it's kind of... I mean, you listen to the radio today, and the music is like a mixture of 60s, 70s, and 80s. It's pretty pretty interesting what's happening out there musically.
And there's still lots of great music being made, unfortunately.
No, there is. I mean, I don't think it's as soulful, you know, heartfelt as music was back then, because you don't have a lot of real musicians playing some of this music.
That's it. It's all commercial. It's like films. It's all computer-driven. There's nothing left to chance. You got 18 tracks, and 17 of them are somebody's put a formula into a computer, and they come out with this stuff, and there's no more wrecking crew.
And auto-tune, so.
Yeah, and auto-tune.
Right. Yeah, so there's no more wrecking crew. There's no more, what was the other, the funk, what they call the guys in?
The Funk Brothers.
The Funk Brothers, right.
Oh, yeah.
Dan, Casey, what was the name of your backup band that you guys used? You used a studio band when you started, right?
I just used a studio band, and then the first record was just really me and a studio musicians. I named it Casey and the Sunshine Man. There was no band. I mean, there really wasn't one.
Wow.
And basically, the studio musicians, we went out as the band.
So you took those people that were in the band.
Yeah, I took my funk brothers with me.
You did. They must have loved that.
Yeah.
How much time a year do you spend on the road now?
About 70, 80 shows a year.
Wow. Good for you.
That's great stuff.
All right, keep it up. And we'll look forward to seeing you on the Capitol 4th presentation Wednesday, Saturday.
And you guys all have a happy 4th of July.
You as well.
Too.
8 o'clock Eastern Time. Capitol 4th, 8 o'clock Eastern Time on the 4th. Casey and the Sunshine Band appearing there.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now 53 after the hour, Tech Talk time on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Do you know how many American adults are actually not plugged in, don't have internet, don't have email? I will give you that number. Greg Stephan is joining us from the offices of Men's Health Magazine. He's their technology editor with perhaps a raised eyebrow when I give him that number. Also, Apple, and more Apple. I want to start a new company that does technology that's called Banana. How about we start? What do you think, Greg? Can we start a new company? Let's start Banana Computers.
Not Mango?
Mango would be good, too. Yeah, let's do Strawberry. That's probably already taken, though, isn't it? Raspberry. How about BlackBerry computers? Oh, wait a minute. They've already been...
That was already used up.
How
sorry.
How come there's so much fruit in all of this technology? We'll explore that in a moment, too, here on Good Day.
We've been breathing the place. Can't wait to get a taste. Come on home.
The 4th of July is almost here, and what better way to celebrate than with Eckrich Smoked Sausage on the Grill? Come on home to the savory smokehouse taste of Eckrich Smoked Sausage, bringing families together for over 120 years.
The world is waiting, so come on home.
Come on home to Eckrich.
Sure, your handshake might be stronger than a bench vice, but when oil and grease get on your paws, your grip becomes slipperier than a politician on a cable news channel. Good thing Scotch Shop Towels are now only $1.99 a roll at Napa. They're strong, absorbent, and ready when you need them. And at just $1.99 for Scotch Shop Towels, it's one deal you'll want to grab hold of. Conquer the job with Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, offer expires 6/30/15.
It's hot enough to fry an egg on a garbage can lid. You're watering your plants to help them survive, but don't stop there. They need Miracle-Gro to help them dazzle when it sizzles. A summer feeding makes roots stronger, so they resist summer stress better. Blooms last longer, too. Remember, don't just water your plants. They need to eat in the heat. Skip the fried eggs, but don't skip the summer feeding. Miracle-Gro. Life starts here.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Richie and I have Greg Steffens with us from Men's Health Magazine, the technology editor. Okay, so we were talking, just sort of playing with this number. The number of American adults that do not have internet, that are not plugged in, don't have email. How about this for a number? 15%.
Wow.
Of American adults, according to a survey that was done by the Pew Research Center, 15% of American adults don't have internet or email. Of these, 19% cite high costs of computers and internet service. And as the costs get higher, we think, Greg and I think, that the numbers like this will increase because a lot of older folks are on fixed income, and yeah, it's nice to be able to communicate, but I don't believe, and this is another one of those prejudicial things that really should get people steamed, because these people are aiming everything at the younger market, the millennials and those who are...
You mean people like me?
I suppose, yeah. Instead of people like me.
A large percentage of these adults are older adults who don't care about the internet.
Well, and maybe they missed it. You know, maybe they just...
That's a big number.
I'll throw you another... I don't have the exact statistic in front of me, but an interesting phenomena is also that you would think with all this technology that libraries would become less used.
No.
They're actually more used.
Yeah, because they're all putting computers in.
Well, right. So a lot of people who don't have internet on a phone at home, go to the library.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Okay. Who thought that a hashtag Ask Bobby would be a good idea? This is Bobby Jindal, who's running for the presidency. So what's happening with that Twitter account?
Well, they thought it would be a good idea to solicit questions from the public for a press conference he did yesterday.
Yeah.
And, you know, you cannot control social media. This is a real lesson. You're laughing because you knew that. Apparently, his highly paid professional campaign staff didn't know that.
Uh-huh.
And instead of this becoming a good thing, it's become an incredibly embarrassing thing. It doesn't make him look like he and his staff understand the world of technology in 2015.
Right. They want to play like they do.
That's right.
Yeah.
So a lot of people.
Look cool, like the Obamaites. I think Obama would be. I think a lot of people would be embarrassed. I think these people that are running on both sides, Republicans, Democrats, play with fire. I think you're right about this. They have no way of controlling. And you know as well as I do, the press people that are behind whatever the marketing is of these candidates, they don't want any embarrassing questions. And yet, man.
Now they got all the embarrassing
questions. What was the most embarrassing question he was asked?
Well, there's too many to see, but questions like, did Jesus feed the dinosaurs and all kinds of just really terrible, terrible things.
Stuff is stupid.
Yeah.
All right, so there it is. Be careful with what you tell people about yourself and any hashtag situation. Greg Stebanon, Good Day.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.